Hi guys, I'm Jim and welcome to Six String Studies. Today we're going to be looking at It's My Life by Bon Jovi. We're going to be doing the rhythm part and the solo as well. Now the original part uses a Helix voice box, which I don't have, to give that characteristic of wow, wow sound. So I'm just going to be playing it with a quite heavily distorted guitar, and you'll see the tab at the top of the screen. So if you like the video and you find it informative, please give me a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, and let's get to the lesson. Okay, it's my life. First thing to talk about is that we have an inverted power chord. That's the main chord that we're going to be playing throughout this song. Now, a normal power chord, you'd, for example, in this case it's C5, you'd play C, a G, and you might possibly play another C as well. So you'd have your first finger on the third fret of the A string, your third finger on the fifth fret of the D string, and your little finger on the fifth fret of the G string. What we're going to do in this case is invert that, and that means put any other note of that chord in the bass, and in this case there are only two notes, we have C and G. So we can put G in the bass, third fret of the E string. We're going to bar that so we play the third fret of the A string as well. And then your third finger is going to play the fifth fret of the D string. So instead of going C, G, C, we're going to go G, C, G. Playing from the E to the D string. That's going to be used a whole lot. It's basically the only chord we use in the verse. Okay, so I've got the click track going in the background. It's basically same as the metronome. I'm going to be playing through the verse once. This is at full speed. Then we're going to break it down and play it slowly.
This ain't a song for the broken-hearted.
Count along. To our chorus. Okay, so let's play that slowly through now. We're on the C5 chord, the inverted power chord. And it sounds like this. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. And that is where the chorus is going to start. So we're playing our chord, our C5 chord, but we also have these mute sounds. So we have this. And all we're doing there is we're going to relax here with the chord and put a par mute on at the near the bridge here. So we have relax and then reapply the pressure for the chord. So mute, mute. So you just relax and reapply the pressure whenever you need it, as well as keeping that par mute on. And that's going to be used a whole lot in the chorus as well, which we're about to do. Okay, so let's look at the chorus. We're starting on our C5 chord as normal. The count is this. One, two, three, four, and. And there's the mutes there. So that's one, two, three, four, and. Then we move it forward to an A flat 5 chord, and that's going to be your first finger on the 4th fret of the E string, 3rd finger on the 6th fret of the A string, and your little finger on the 6th fret of the D string. 1, 2, 3, 4, and. We now move it forward, and we're going to go to this inversion shape again. This is on the 6th fret, so we've got, what have we got there, an E flat inverted there, so we've got the 6th fret of the E string, the 6th fret of the A string, both with the first finger, and your 3rd finger plays the 8th fret on the D string. For our final chord for the chorus, we stay where we are, but we're going to come to this shape. So this is a B flat 5. So we have your first finger is on the 6th fret of the E string still, your 3rd finger's moved up to play the 8th fret of the A string, and your little finger has moved up to play the 8th, sorry, is playing the 8th fret of the D string. So I'll put that together for you slowly, and I'll count along as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and. So we've got C5, 2, 3, A flat 5, E flat 5, B flat 5. The second time you play through the chorus, it's very similar, but it's got a different end. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. It's my life. So let's look at that. We have C5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and A flat 5. 1, 2, 3. You strike it again on 4, move it forward 2 frets, and then re-strike as you get there. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to play the first fret of the A string, just that note there, with some vibrato on it. Move it forward to the 2nd fret. So we've got it's my, and then we do the same thing again. The chorus goes around again. I'm going to play the entire chorus for you now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 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 1, 2, 3, 4. It's my life. 2, 3, 4, and 1, 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 2, 3, 4. It's my. And there you are, back to the verse. Okay, let's look at the solo. The solo happens after chorus 2. And we've just come out of it's my. Then we're going to go to the 5th fret of the A string. And we're going to be thinking 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. So you play the 5th fret here, 1. On beat and, you bend it half a step, so we're getting the 6th fret tone there. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and we do that, I think it's 4 times, and on the 4th time we're going to do a pull-off, but let's get there first of all. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Pulling off to the 3rd fret there, okay? So I'm going to play that a little bit more up to speed for you. 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... Now, our third finger is going to slide up to the 10th fret. Like this. So we've got... straight up there. Your first finger is going to play the 8th fret of the D string. It's going to roll across to the 8th fret of the G string. So that's... then we are placing our third finger and backing up with fingers 1 and 2 on the 10th fret of the G string. And we're going to do a full bend here. So keep your thumb on top, none of this sort of stuff or weird stuff. Keep your thumb on top. Repick. And come down again. So far we've got... pick, 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 come down. Pull off to the 8th fret here. As, like that. Listen to the timing here. Back on to the 10th fret with the 3rd finger. Then your first finger is going to play the 8th fret on the D string. 3rd finger is going to play the 10th fret on the D string as well. Put vibrato on it. So we've got... slowly once more. So we're coming off this the half bend fives. Pull off. Let's do that again for you. And to finish this off, our third finger is playing the 3rd fret of the E string. This is now palm muted. Your first finger is playing the A string 1st fret and then rolling to the D string 1st fret. Back again. So those four notes are palm muted, and then you're going to hit the 3rd fret of the A string with vibrato. So here's the whole solo for you, more up to speed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so here's the solo slowed down to 80 beats per minute. The original speed is about 120, so we've taken 40 off. This is probably a good practice speed for you. Here we go then. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... into the chorus. Okay, so It's My Life by Bon Jovi. I hope you enjoyed that lesson. If you did, give me a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button and leave any comments below. Until next time, bye bye.